Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be. Keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. You will not be disappointed, and you'll find out why this is the way sports talk radio should be. And also, folks, we're going to talk some basketball, maybe baseball, football, but in all those sports, a successful game plan starts with the right players, regardless of which sport, which team you're talking about. It's the same thing with Tractor Supply. They know that. And their right workers also bring heart and hustle. And that sets them apart from all the rest. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. We got Eddie House, the NBA champion, joining us at the bottom of the hour. You'll definitely want to stay tuned for that. But let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Kid Dynamite!
That's right. It is a TV theme song Thursday. I forgot.
How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm fantastic. How are you?
All good, yes. It is a TV theme song Thursday. We're looking forward to a lot of fun. Alex will get it going and have some fun ones. I've got a couple suggestions.
Well, you mentioned him, DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. The Vegan, back for the second day in a row. We'll enjoy him while he's here.
Yeah, I might not be here tomorrow, see, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
I like Alex, he says, I might not be here.
Yeah, I might not be here Friday or Monday.
He won't be here.
You won't be here tomorrow?
I mean, I probably not.
Did you do the herd today?
No. I'm, you know, enjoying the lavishries of being a TV person now, CB. You know how that is.
That's right.
Yeah, I feel you. All right, the super producer, Rob G, is in the house. On the update, you just heard him, Steve DeSager, and on social media, the one, the only, Elijah Cibunia.
And we should say it's a national holiday because the Mets won a game. How's
Did
that?
They
finally won.
Well,
they were,
we knew it was
they were losing,
at some point.
Chris. 1-0 in the ninth inning. Alonso hit a home run, and then they won it with a hit.
Good for them.
Yeah, so
good
they finally got a win after, what they start the year, 0-6?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think so.
Well, it's going to be a long season.
Yes, it will be.
Mets. All right, but Rob.
Well, 0-5. 0-5.
Speaking of long seasons, my goodness. The Milwaukee Bucks. And it's not often that we lead the show with the Milwaukee Bucks during the regular season. It's either something really good or really bad when you're leading the national show during the regular season. Playoffs, of course, if they, you know, they're always a factor with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now they got Damian Lillard. Yeah, we'll talk a lot about them. But in the regular season, Rob, and this one would fall under the category of really bad. Two nights ago, Rob, they went into Washington where the Wizards are just horrific and lost. I don't care if Damian Lillard didn't play. It was the Wizards. You can't lose to the Wizards. And then last night, Rob, you would think they'd be ready to make amends. You would think they'd be fired up and ready to set things in order with only about 2 weeks, if that, left in the regular season.
They were my best bet. You remember I said they needed to bounce back, and I had them minus 12 and a half? I thought that was going to happen. Yes.
It was a logical pick, and instead, facing the Memphis Grizzlies, who, of course, don't have their superstar Ja Morant, The Milwaukee Bucks got beaten again by 9 points. Rob, I don't know if you've heard this number, but it's gonna knock you off your seat if you haven't heard it. Under Adrian Griffin, the rookie coach who was unceremoniously dismissed.
Dumped.
Midway through the season.
Remember, they couldn't have it anymore.
Dumped him. Yep. Oh, this is what in the world is going on? We're only 30 and 13.
Right. Oh, yeah,
can't
we got to get rid
that.
Of him. We got to get rid of him right now to right this ship. Right now. We can't wait till after his first season, Chris. No.
No.
Right
no.
now. Forget that Dame Dollar just got there and they gave up their best defensive player. Forget about all that.
Yeah.
They're winning at such a clip that we need to make a move like right now because we're in it to win. And let's go get the coach who hasn't won since Moby Dick was a guppy, and let's go get him.
Rob, do you know what their record is under Doc Rivers?
Give it to me. I know it's under 500. What is it?
No, it's actually at 500.
Okay.
15-15.
Way too much talent to be 15-15. And they don't have any major – not ever know that some people banged up, but not – to where they should be.
Guys have been kind of in and out
right,
all
but
year.
You know what I'm saying, right. I'm saying like not where Giannis has missed extended time
or
Dame Dollar has missed extended time. No.
Not at all. Rob, I feel like I know where you're going, and it just seems obvious, but the question is who's to blame for them playing so poorly? They've lost four of their last five. They've lost, they've lost four of their last five, and, you know, they're 6-8 over the last 14. I mean, who's to blame?
It's got to be Doc Rivers. Because it's easy to say, well, it's an adjustment period. You know what I mean? And maybe you got to get those guys on the same page. But they were on the same page, Chris. You talked about the record with the rookie coach.
Yeah.
They were off to a great start.
Yep.
And they weren't even there yet. Would you agree with that? Like, they were off to a great start and they weren't there yet. So to me, it's got to be Doc. Because it started out awful. Remember, then they had a nice run and people thought, okay, they turned a corner.
Yep.
And then they went right back.
We said, look, we've been critical of Doc when it's warranted.
And when he
gave
him well,
credit
we gave
for the six-game win streak.
100%.
Defense had improved. Everything was looking good.
But then it's all turned back. It's turned back to goo. That's where the Milwaukee Bucks are.
The thing is, it's even worse than turned back. I mean, it's undeniable that it's gotten worse. It's undeniable, right? Like, we just said it. 30-13 was reason for panic. And now you're 15-15? I agree with – I don't know where else to point the finger.
There's nowhere else to go. I mean –
Well, Doc thinks there's a few other places.
Well, who was players?
Here was Doc after they lost to Washington.
I don't know. I think focus. I don't know what it is. You know, it's funny. I've actually been sitting back and watching everything. Not just our players, but our travel crew, everything. And I've made a lot of notes. I will say that. I won't share that. But we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road. And that's something that we can fix. That's something we're going to have to fix.
All right, Rob, I want you to hear me out, and then I'm going to play something else for you.
All right.
First of all, it sounds like Doc did share a little bit of what he's been taking the notes on.
We're not professional on the road. Does that mean we're hanging out and going to strip clubs and not studying film?
He didn't just mention the players. It's the training staff. It's everybody. And here's my thing on that, Rob. And like I said, there's something else I'm going to play for you. I'm not saying Doc's lying. And I'm not saying Doc's wrong. He very well may be doing that. I don't think he's lying about that. He may not like what he sees. But to me, Rob, when you're talking about the training staff and all that, and I mean, what, they're not, I don't know, they're slow putting the bags on the bus, or, you know, there's too much joking on the plane. I don't know. But my point is this, Rob. You can fix that behind closed doors. You know, if you see that, okay, guys, we got to start doing this.
Cut it out.
The only reason, to me, and I want your opinion on this, the only reason you put that out publicly is because it gives you an excuse. It covers your back.
It does.
Well, the guys, am I wrong, Rob?
No.
Why else would you say that?
You don't have to say that publicly. We talk about it all the time. Chris, it's good for us.
Right.
As journalists and fodder.
It's giving us a lead topic today.
Stuff to talk about, right? But that should be in-house. Cut the crap on the road. Do what you're supposed to.
Right.
Talk to these guys. Pull a guy by the shirt, Chris, and say, come on, dude. I need you to be professional, okay? We got a squad here. We got a chance to win. We need to button up stuff. Okay, stop with all the other stuff nonsense. You don't need to tell the world about that.
And Rob, also, these are guys that are veterans. A lot of them were on that championship team. So I don't even know if that's the case. I'm more thinking about the staff, but you may be right. I mean, we don't know who he's talking about.
But even the staff, Chris, seriously, you know at this level.
Behind closed doors.
But if there's somebody on your staff, Chris, who's not doing what they're supposed to at this level, dude, you got to get rid of them. Come on.
Or correct them initially.
But am I
if
right?
They don't correct, you're absolutely, it you're doesn't have to
you're
be
not
going to
take a guy who's you think is doing something to hurt the team from winning?
No.
He don't play, just, Chris, and you're saying he's part of the reason why we're not winning? That guy he's disposable. Are you kidding?
No, I'm totally with you. And, Rob, I think Doc has got to be careful. Because remember what he said, and I'm not so much blaming him. Look, he was being honest. But the whole Ben Simmons thing seemed to start when Doc was like, hey, I don't know if we can win with him at point guard. I mean, and he's been proven right. Or that at least half right, you can't. Ben Simmons won't be in the league in a couple years. But that started it. And my point here is, Rob, you know You and I didn't have to dig deep for Doc's playoff record. We've all seen it the last decade. The people in that organization, Rob, the trainers, the staff, the players, they know. And I'm not saying they're holding it against Doc or they think it means he's not the guy for the job or whatever. But I'm saying, Rob, when that guy goes out there and then kind of puts the blame on you.
Right.
Then it's like, oh, really? We went from 30-13 to 15-15 and you blaming us?
Right. They were winning. They were winning already.
Right. And so I think he's got to be careful because he could tick some people off. Whether it's players, staff, whatever. The second thing, Rob, last night after the loss, Giannis played 32 minutes. 32, all right? Not like he went 48 minutes. But here's Doc on Giannis.
I thought Giannis did everything he could. Honestly, and I'm not kidding, there were times in the beginning of the middle of the third, I talked to Scott three different times, like I wanted to take him out of the game. I thought he was running on fumes. You know, as a coach, you got to make a judgment call sometimes, and medical makes the call. More, you know, they kept saying he's okay, but I have eyes, and I just didn't like the way he was moving.
Take him out! What are you doing? Why are we paying you millions if you can't even determine who's going to play? Again, Rob, it looks like an excuse. First of all, Giannis played 32 minutes, not a ton. Secondly, it's a back-to-back. If he was some injury, you know, issue, you wouldn't even be playing him on a back-to-back.
Right.
And he's played the last seven games, so it's not like, you know, he's been in and out, he's kind of hampered. And the training staff, they're not telling you who to play, like, in between. Well, Doc, you need to get so-and-so in. You need to get so-and-so out. If there's a minutes restriction, that's one thing. Or if it's a question if he's going to play before the game, that's one thing. But during the game, Rob, it just sounds like another excuse. And Doc's got to be careful, man, throwing these things out because a lot of people feel like he's setting up pre-excuses
so that when this thing, when they fall. Right. So when this thing doesn't go right, he'll be able to point back to it, no doubt.
Am I just imagining that or no. It seems pretty obvious to me.
You put it out there, Chris, and then you could always go back to it.
Yeah.
Right? When things don't work out.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. Simple question. Who is to blame for the Bucks? And look, Rob and I'll admit, it's about the playoffs for them. So maybe they'll turn it around and none of this will matter. But right now, they look like they could be a first-round casualty. Get the wrong matchup. Get Miami in the first round. And they might be going home very early. Who's to blame for the Bucks' struggles? Your thoughts next, 877-99 on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Whatever became of me? I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati WKRP.
Rob, who sang this originally? Who was that?
I don't know. I'm not going to answer that. What are you asking me?
Whoever it is, let's keep it that way.
Meant to be. Just here we
Cincinnati.
Go.
Cincinnati.
I'm at WKRP in Cincinnati. And you lived there. I worked there and you
lived
there.
Yeah, Cincinnati has a special place in my heart.
Me
really.
Too. Chris, like, I'm with you on that.
My father grew up there. All my uncles, his whole family, he grew up there. I was lived there from time I was a baby to about 7 years old.
So Cincy,
and
yeah.
We would always go back. Yeah, that was home. And I know you worked. How long were you there?
I was there 2 years, but I enjoyed it. I really, my 2 years, I wasn't ready to go, but I got offered a column job in Detroit. I had to take it.
Yeah, you definitely, All right, it's the iCouple Live from the TireRack.com studios. In basketball, successful game plan starts with the right player. Same thing with Tractor Supply, and they add hustle and heart, and that sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning plays by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. 877-99 on Fox. The Milwaukee Bucks are 15-15 over the last 30 games, coached by Doc Rivers. But who's to blame for their struggles?
All right, let's kick it off. Perry in Louisville, you're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Perry?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
All right, man. Look at that voice.
I squarely blame, I can't blame Doc because we knew what he was when he got there. I put the blame squarely on Giannis and the front office. You know, they got Adrian Griffin up out of there. Now they're paying the price. And like I said, we knew what Doc's been living off that Boston championship forever. And I mean, we knew what he was. So I got to go with the Greek Freak and the front office. Y'all have a great evening.
Yeah, I mean, Rob, you and I have been, we've said, this is long, we said it when Doc got hired in Philly. We were surprised.
We were shocked, Chris. Remember that? We were like, he got to take a year off, get the stink off him. Yeah, you remember that?
Yeah. That, we weren't saying he can't ever get a job again. But.
No, but you need to separate from that. We were shocked that he went right back into the
from
well.
The Clippers, yep, from never getting them, you know, beyond the second round. And then Philly, it ends badly, and here we go.
Yep. Dre in Michigan.
Get it done in the playoffs. That's all I got to say.
Dre, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
My good people, how's it going?
How you doing,
good,
bud?
Man, you?
I'm doing real good, I think I agree with the last card to a certain extent, but as of right now, this team, it's on Doc, man. Doc has – how can you hold your players accountable when you're not accountable for your decisions that you make? He's putting the blame on everybody else. It's kind of like with that game seven when the Clippers in Denver, he went around coming in bragging about his golf game when he shot that day instead of being focused on coaching that night. So I think it falls on Doc. We know what he is and what he has been. And truthfully, anybody that hires Doc from this point on, they deserve what they get.
All right, Dre, appreciate it. How about Mark in Milwaukee? Let's go right to the source. Mark in Milwaukee, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Hey, fellas, good to talk to you. First of all, I love the WKRP thing, man.
Come on, that's one of the all-timer. No, that's like top five.
Milwaukee's a similar type city.
You know, yep.
And everybody knows that song, even to this day.
Yep.
So, in my book, you know, longtime Milwaukee Bucks fan, I never understood why they got rid of Budenholzer. It was like, look, man, you ain't going to win. Every single year, you're not going to win the championship, okay? And so they got rid of him. Then they got rid of Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday was the Aaron Jones of the Bucks, like Jones was to the Packers. I'm really worried about that moving forward with the Packers just because that cat was the glue. And so right now it's like bad money chasing bad money. Well, let's get rid of Budenholzer. Let's get this guy. Let's get that guy.
I think Budenholzer's a good coach. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, but there were
some disappointing losses under him, too.
There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely. Every time there's a fly in the ointment, you know, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and all that kind of stuff, you know. And the cat proved himself, and they won the championship. And as soon as there was a flaw, it's like, let's get rid of him and wipe the slate clean. I don't agree with doing that, you know. And
Years ago, a championship held you around for a while, Chris, but not anymore. We saw that with the Lakers.
Well, with Doc, it's held Doc. I mean,
no, he keeps getting jobs.
Best championship
ever.
But
I'm just talking about like with the Lakers and who else and Milwaukee. I mean, those guys got jettisoned pretty quickly.
All right, we got Eddie House around the corner. We'll ask him about this. He played for Doc, but first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
.com Studios, let's get to our next guest. He's an NBA champion, NBC Sports Boston analyst, and a Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst. Our man, Eddie House. E House, what up, bro?
What up?
Yo, what's happening? Final Four weekend coming up. Let's get it.
Yeah, man, it's going to be exciting. Maybe we'll get into some of that with you, but let's start. Look, we know you love him, and we get it. You won a championship with Doc Rivers in Boston. But, Eddie, they are 15-15 under Doc. They were 30-13, you know, under Adrian Griffin. How do you not look at Doc within this situation?
Man, stop it.
Explain it. But you got to give me more than to stop it. What?
No, I'm gonna say stop it for this reason, right? And then we everybody has to be held accountable, right? Not only the coach, but all the players as well. So to sit here and think that Doc was the reason, well, I thought Adrian Griffin was the reason, right? Before
even why, as bad, so called, you know, supposedly as it was, they still were winning,
right? They had 30 wins.
So why would you bring in Doc if that was the case?
So you want to blame the front office?
Where else do we go?
The only thing you would blame them for is hiring Doc,
right?
We're just looking at this objectively and saying they were 30-13 under Adrian Griffin, and now they're a 500 team?
I will say this. This is the two. And I'm not disagreeing with what y'all saying. Trust me, I'm not. I want y'all to get what I'm saying. Doc Rivers came in because Adrian Griffin at 30-13 got fired. How did he get fired? The front office. Who was the other people that probably had a big voice in that? Those players. Okay. So if those players are still performing, after they were performing so good early, 30-13, which is halfway through the season.
That's a good record. That's
a great record. Now you're performing like this. Where do we got to start pointing at? We can't say it was the coach, because when the coach was coaching well, Adrian Griffin, who I feel like got fired undeservingly, and now Doc Rivers is here, everybody's pointing to the coaches. At what point do we say it might be the players? You know, toxic relationships sometimes, everybody's like, damn, why are they always breaking up? Why does she always break up with him? Or why does he always break up with her? Well, it might be the people that's in that relationship. So let's just, you know.
It's such a big difference, Eddie. I mean, we're not talking about, oh, they're 20-10 under Doc. They haven't gotten any better.
Chris, and Eddie, is the Doc track record of late. That's why. If they get knocked out early in the first round, people will be looking at Doc. I don't care who plays what. Isn't that fair? If they get knocked out early?
That is 100% fair.
Okay.
But is it fair to take over a team after you was 30-13? Like, why did the 30-13 coach get fired?
No, I hear that, but that might have been a mistake by the front office. But Doc was supposedly going to fix whatever was going on. It doesn't look like anything has been fixed.
They did. The players, at least, it looked like Eddie wanted. Like, they welcomed Doc with open arms. I mean, you heard the comments. Giannis, he just who he is. He's a legend in this game. And Dane, you know, it just seemed like everybody wanted Doc, and they had a nice run where they won 6 straight. Now look. They can obviously straighten all this out in the postseason, but they need to have a run. And I want to – do you – obviously, with Giannis and Dame, you can never count them out. But when you look at them, do you see a team that can – I mean, let's wait. Maybe now the expectations are so low that just getting to the Eastern Conference Finals would be enough. But their charge really is to win the championship or at least get to the finals. Do you see a team when you watch them that is capable of getting to the finals?
I don't see a team that is connected, and I don't think that has anything to do with Doc Rivers or Adrian Griffin. I think both of those coaches are phenomenal coaches, and Adrian Griffin was just getting his feet wet, okay? So to shortcut his opportunity to be a head coach after he had spent all his time being assistant and paid his dues – to get that to that point and have a team at the top of the Eastern Conference with one of the best records in the Eastern Conference and in the league, and then get fired. So I don't think it's a problem with the – I think it's a problem within. And that's facts.
Well, that would be looking at Dame and Giannis. I mean, they're the leaders, obviously.
Hey, take your looking glasses out. I don't know what prescription you wear, but put them on and look at it, because I think that's where it lies. It's within that team.
Let me ask you about the NBA. He did a straw poll with voters for the NBA MVP, and the Joker had 85 first-place votes. Are you on par with that? Is that – cool, 85 out of 100. Correct, Rob G? Yeah, out of 100. Yep.
I'm not mad at Jokic being the MVP, because think about where they were at, you know, a couple months ago, and where they at right now, and why are they there? They're there because of Jokic. And then if we watch the games, right, everybody talks about the numbers he does. You start looking at – because remember when the triple-double was going around and everybody's like, oh, well, they're just stat padding and that, and the third, right? And now all of a sudden the triple-double means something again, all of a sudden, right? Okay, so now he's doing it and it's affecting winning. And so, yeah, I think that there's no problem with that. You have to look at the fact that what he brings – to the table affects that team. You take Jokic off that team, they're not the same team. They're not at all. Is he the best player in the league with what he brings to the table? I think he is right now. So him being the MVP, I would not be mad if that happened again.
The team you know as well as anybody, of course, is the Boston Celtics. You
talk
do
to
their
me.
Games. So the only thing people can really point to, I mean, when you look at them, are their clutch numbers, particularly Jason Tatum's, aren't great. You know, they've had a couple. I mean, I don't look at – I'm not putting too much on those losses to the Hawks. They had just come off, a nine-game win streak. But are you – does it concern you their struggles at times down the stretch? And, you know, I don't know, is it too simplistic to say sometimes they just get over-reliant on the three, and when you're missing the three, you know, you get cold, you can be subject to – you know, long swings where you struggle and the team can come back and beat you?
Well, it will look like that if you look at the box score and you'll say, hey, man, they shot a lot of threes. But if you watch the games like minute for minute, every possession, you know, the way that I have with this team, then you see that it's not that when, you know, they end up losing games late in games. They just go away from what they do. And that sharing the basketball, it ends up becoming reliant on one-on-one basketball a lot. Where
I've seen that, and I was you're right, because I'm like, why are they not, the ball's not moving like it was earlier?
Yeah, the game that they lost when they blew that 30-point lead, right? They had 17 assists in the first half. Second half, they only had four, right? And it's almost like you played not to lose instead of playing to win. And sometimes they have been victims of that. And what I look at with this team is it's just never taking your foot off the gas. And that's really the only thing with this team for me, is that when you feel that lean, you start leaning and you know that you're about to break that down, break that door down, you got to keep pushing. And when you break it down, you got to stand on and then start stomping on it. You know, and I feel like at times they don't do that. They get a little complacent and comfortable with what they have done before it says 0-0-0 on the clock. And so that, to me, that's the only thing. But this team here is one of the, I would say, I believe that they're the most talented team in the league, top to bottom. When you start looking at what they have, guys crack you off the dribble, guys that can knock down the three, guys that can play make rim protection from three different play, especially on the perimeter, and then also Porzingis bringing it. Right. I feel like they're the most talented team. They just got to bring it together, and they got to make sure night in and night out that they have a killer instinct.
If you can answer this in 30 seconds, and you're talking about the play down the stretch, do you think – is there a danger of – we know the star, the number one star is Jason Tatum, and there's been a lot of talk about, oh, he's only shooting 32% in clutch time, this and that, he's got to get it done. Is there a danger of him maybe hearing that and trying to prove that he's clutch and
no.
that gets them away from the team ball?
No, because I know what kind of team that is. I know those guys. They all trust in one another. And, you know, think about how many clutch opportunities they had. They've been, you know, they've been kicking ass.
Blowing
you know what I mean?
They've been, right.
Yeah, they've been really whooping people. So you don't have those many opportunities. I think it just has to come down to late game execution at the end of the day. Are you going to execute the way you need to get the shot that you want? Whether it be for Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Drew Holiday, or Porzingis, you have to execute late game.
All right, that's our man Eddie House. Great stuff, brother.
Thanks, Eddie. Have a great weekend.
Yep, right on. You guys too.
Yep, the Oakland A's, Rob, a legendary franchise. This is an absolute mess. That's next. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card.
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRight.com studios. And in sports, a successful game plan starts with the right players. Tractor Supply brings the same attitude to their business, plus they have heart and hustle. And that sets them apart.
To Shackle City.
So let's...
The home base for Rob Parker.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. You all right there?
I was coughing.
No, we thought you were choking over there. All right, here we go. Let's do it a little Shackle City, Chris, later on tonight. Here we go. Golden State, -3.5. They take on Houston. That game is in Houston. I'm going to go. That's my best bet. Golden State, -3.5. Denver is at Los Angeles, taking on the Clippers. I'm going to take the Clippers. +3.5 at home against Denver. They can't win every game, can they? I'm going to take the Clippers in that game. And those are my two games.
Bad bet.
Clippers +3.5 and Golden State -3.5 in Houston. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
I'm telling you. Bet on the Nuggets in that.
Bet on the Nuggets?
Nah, we'll see. All right, Rob, the A's, we've been talking about it, referring to it the last few days. I mean, they're drawing, what, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 fans for their games in Oakland. They're supposed – the stadium in Las Vegas is not supposed to be ready for 3 years. Is it four now?
2028, Chris.
Gosh.
So it's this
so
year,
now they're saying
this
they're
year
gonna,
plus three more. So that's 4 years.
So they're going to try to go to Sacramento, or is that a done deal?
It's a done deal. They're going
so when
to Sacramento.
When will they start playing there?
They'll start playing next year, 2025.
So this year they got to finish out in Oakland.
Yeah.
Well, what do you look? I think that's a good plan. I mean, clearly
they got to get out of Oakland. Right.
It's too toxic.
Right.
Absolutely.
But I'm surprised that they even came back. Like that was a mistake. You knew it was going to be ugly, Chris, once they announced that they were going to go. They needed to go. Go to Charlotte. Go to some other place and give them a chance to watch baseball. You know, they probably would eat it up, Chris, and sell out the place. You know, Buffalo has a stadium. There are a few places that you could have gone to and just go there for 3 years and then move on. Didn't we see that? Didn't the Minnesota Twins do that? Didn't they go, weren't they? Well, no, I was thinking they went to Washington first, and then they moved to Minnesota. But anyway, my point is, Chris, Oakland is not the place. And it's sad because you're right. What a city, a sports city in this country. I mean, the history in Oakland is unbelievable.
It really is. I mean, you're talking about, and a lot of people think of Canseco and McGuire.
No, they had that great was a stretch, teams.
But yeah, before them, I mean, Ricky Henderson, Catfish Hunter, Raleigh Fingers, obviously Reggie Jackson. I mean, they had some tremendous players in Oakland. And it's sad, Rob, Dave Stewart. I mean, we could go on and on. It's sad to see it come to this.
No, it really is. And, you know, when the Warriors also, the Warriors were always an Oakland staple, Chris, and they had a great crowd there and people even way before the Steph Curry and the championships, right? It was always a unique and neat place. That went away, moved to San Francisco, away from Oakland and their roots and history.
Well, you know, and you remember there, Rob. I mean, the Oracle Arena, like most of these old arenas, it was, you know, it was in bad shape. But, Rob, before Steph, they were known for having just incredible crowds at Oracle. And I'm not even just talking about the Run TMC with Tim Hardaway and Mitch Richmond and Chris Mullin, but Sprewell era, the fans were crazy. He obviously went to the Knicks. We all remember that. But their fans, even during the bad times, Rob, they stayed raucous. And there was always the talk like, yeah, in San Francisco, it's a much better arena, but the fans aren't, it's just not the same as it was in Oracle.
No, it's just different. It's a different crowd. You know that, Chris, it's a different crowd. It's the money crowd in San Francisco.
Right.
It just is. And that's what happens when you win a lot of championships and bring in a lot of money.
I got to think, Rob, that and I'm not putting the total blame on him, but Rob Manfred, you got to get out in front of something like this.
Yeah,
rather
just
than letting
like
the team go back.
I agree.
You know it's going to be bad.
It's going to be bad. It's bad for the whole league. You drop down the whole attendance, Chris, for the whole league. Having a major league team draw 6,000 people all year is terrible.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right, well, we got 2 hours left. And Rob's got beef with LeBron James. Wow. What a shocker. Keep it locked
at
on
least
Fox
I'm
Sports
consistent.
Radio with the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.